Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you could go back in time, I think I probably asked you
this. I think about this quite a lot, yeah.
Okay,
go on.
If you could, okay, France, the same question you as well, but kegs
effect. I was thinking about this morning.
what am I going to ask you? What am I going to ask you?
We all just lie in bed every day.
Yeah.
If I could undo.
I thought you were saying if you could go back in time.
Yeah.
What would you do?
What would you do if you could go back in time, firstly?
A lot. I mean, there's a lot that I would do. I mean, it's.
Yeah?
Are you asking me
how far back? How far back in time?
No, I'm asking Kaz, if you could go back in time, okay, would you change your path, the stuff that you did, anything you don't? Basically, not regrets, but would you go like, I don't know if I'd do that.
Well, this is an important thing that actually like ties into the concept, because I think towards the last part of my 20s, I was always thinking that, thinking like, I wish I didn't do that.
Really? Were you regretting?
Oh my God, regretting so many things.
But wait, hang on, I got it. Well, if you could have had a time machine that you could only go back 5 minutes at a time, right? How often do you think you'd use it?
What?
Not that often.
So never.
Well, no, that's
definitely.
Why
would I want to go 5 minutes back?
Yeah, but can you just go 5 minutes, like, then five minutes?
Like, oh, I wish I could change, but yeah.
Five minutes ago. What?
Yeah, no, I've definitely done things probably recently.
Like an email that you sent, and you're like, damn.
Francis once sent an email. Francis used to have this joke where he would be like writing an email to like someone important, like a colleague or whatever it was, and he would write like a fake email and go, imagine if I send that, and it would be like the most horrific email, and he just made him laugh. And then one time he pressed send on it by accident.
That was not a good day. I've stopped doing that since then. But
now
I sometimes
slightly do
it, but then I remove their email address, and then I.
But also, I love the fact that you just do it to yourself. You just go, huh,
to amuse myself.
Yeah. Just playing with fire.
Yeah.
I think in terms of like, when it comes to matters of the heart, we all have moments when we're like, I wish I didn't do that, or I wish things had gone a different
way. I don't think
way.
You should ever think that.
Well, I'm kind of getting to that point now, but often like, if things don't turn out the way you want them to, we often think, oh God, if I'd just done this differently.
But like, in what sense? Like, what are you talking about if we go real deep into it? Like, what are we thinking about? Like, relationships? Like,
yeah.
Doing this podcast?
Yeah. Worst thing I've ever done.
Go back 5 minutes. Go back 5 minutes.
Yeah, you would you just keep.
Well, that's the thing. I'd probably be doing it again and again and again.
What is that?
That's the button you press in the time machine.
Why do you have to make the noise?
Right, that's the noise of the time machine.
Oh, I've got it. Okay. Wait, so you were. So relationships, right? So you. What? Because you have been. Again, because you got hurt or what? Here we go.
I don't know how much. This is why I was like, I don't know whether I should come on the podcast.
We're very good at opening.
I don't know
up.
Whether I want
have
to.
Have you been
share.
Hurt?
I have been hurt.
Recently,
like, I feel like I've given myself like emotional whiplash recently. Actually, so last time I saw you, I was on my way to Italy, and I came back within 24 hours.
No,
so.
Oh no! What, because of the,
wait,
the,
hang on, hang
the
on.
Air bridge?
So Kay, I don't want. So does the air bridge? Kay, so explain your you know, this is private parts. We do talk about personal things. What is your recent relationship sort of state has been a bit up and down, right?
Yeah. So I had a relationship that ended at the end of last year, and then like during lockdown and everything, I really wasn't obviously seeing anybody or really interested or thought that I was actually emotionally available. Then I met someone and I was like, actually, I'm, you know, up for this.
Wait, did I meet that guy?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
That guy.
What? Okay,
so, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't. What is his name?
His name, obviously.
Wait,
just quickly. How did you meet this guy?
I keep bumping into Francis in Notting Hill.
So do I.
It's like we only live there together.
I always bump into him.
And Hugo and Millie, I bumped into them.
I bump into Francis.
All the time.
Everywhere.
It's like Francis walking around, just waiting to bump into people.
No, I'm on my way to do things, and you're just there.
Wait, hang on. So
I did bump into Francis when I was having breakfast with this guy.
We bumped into each other quite a few times, actually.
And then I think I saw him like 2 days later. But anyway, it all went wrong for whatever reason that I'm not going
no,
to get
come
into.
On.
No, I'm not going to get
no
into.
No cags.
I'm not going to air that much
wait,
of my
wait,
dirty
okay,
laundry.
All right, but you, can you, we guess?
No.
No, you can't guess. Okay. Last I saw Kate, she was going to Italy for this romantic time with this guy, and you're back within 24 hours.
Yeah, so then after that experience, then I felt
what
like a little
in
bit.
Italy?
No, this is before Italy. Okay. So then I got a little bit burnt in that situation, and I was like, okay, I feel like I have two choices here. I can either just like retreat and like, you know, not see anyone, or I can put myself out into the arena okay. again. So I decided.
So you decided to come on the podcast.
Just to come on
make
the podcast.
Make an announcement.
I know. Taggy
is single again, guys.
Yeah, if you want to get
we got there in the end.
Oh my God.
Wait, hang on. So,
I feel like, no, can we press that button when I go 5 minutes back, please?
Yeah, broken. Francis is thrown out the window. Wait, hang on. So, Kag, so this guy.
So then I met someone. I went to Italy with a friend. And we ended up going to this party, and I met someone that was like, there was a bit of a vibe there, and he was very intense Italian, very full on. And after having an experience where someone was a bit sort of like not really communicating that much, it was mm-hmm. refreshing to have someone that was so assertive. Then anyway, he was like, I'm not letting it be a week before I see you again, so I'm going to fly you to Italy, and blah, blah, blah. So he flew me to Italy, and then I got there, and I was like, I don't want to be.
No, you panicked.
I completely panicked.
Wait, are you kidding me? So then, wait, so you got to Italy and then you
got
it.
So bad.
Okay, wait, hang on. So let's.
So
we got to play this out. So listen.
It's like a scene yeah. right out of season one.
No, this is even better than that.
Season one of what?
Yeah.
Made a joke.
I know. I'm still living it. There are just no cameras following me.
I thought you meant like Succession. I was like season one of what?
Season one, the series.
Wait, Kag, so you arrive in Italy, you get off the flight, and you suddenly panic.
No, I saw him, and it was all fine, and I was like, yeah, like, this
you're
this
not as hot as I remember.
Right. No, I was. It wasn't like an instant
get in the van.
Thing of like... I was like, for it, but it just was like quite an intense situation to be in, and then we were supposed to go off and spend like a couple of days on this island, and I just was like... I don't want to go. And he jokingly was like, we're going to go past an airport in case you're freaking out. And I was freaking out. It was just like...
What are you freaking out about? Because you're scared about... Because
it's not what I wanted.
And you are guarded, right? You do let your heart open to a lot of people, but I think you then also are a little bit guarded. Is that
what me personally?
Well, no, I just think...
One does.
No, but I think
the philosopher Julie.
Yeah, here we go, guys. Sorry, it's getting in there. No, but I think that you open yourself up. That's why you've been hurt, because you've given your over everything and love and everything. But also that makes you then quite guarded, right? So the fact that you're probably nervous is you're like, oh shit, what am I doing here? Panic.
Yeah, but also I think it's important to be both in the right scenarios. Mm. But I just think maybe it was the wrong person.
But what's wrong with having like a flirty weekend in Italy?
It felt like very heavy and very intense and like
really?
Emotionally quite demanding, and I just wasn't in a place to be able to give that. I can't believe I'm sharing all this.
Yeah, I love this. No, listen, we're very...
I've stopped doing therapy, so yeah, yeah. I can exchange to this.
Here we go, guys. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I should probably start again.
Francis just goes, yeah.
Yeah, we do. We do have quite a few listeners in Italy, though. Maybe
yeah.
No, I'm like, this doesn't go out to that many people, does
nah,
it?
Doesn't go to that many, just to... couple hundred thousand, so it's all right. But also, okay, so this is, I think a lot of people will relate to you, and this is why it's great, because you're open and honest, because I think that lots of people have been hurt and experienced like heartache and stuff like that, and it freaking sucks. But then also how, and you've had it recently, as you said, so how do you then
open your heart again.
How do you do that?
I think I find the balance between like being completely guarded and being having an open heart difficult. Like, how do you measure something like that? Francis keeps looking at my chest.
Yeah, I was looking at your necklaces.
Francis is like, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's like that heart looks open to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at your necklaces.
Yeah.
So am I. But it's true. But I think that's what's so good because the funny thing is that a lot of guys who you know, Francis and I've known you for years, right? Years and years and years. And a lot of our friends have known you for years. Who they would say that actually you were the one to probably break other people's hearts quite a lot of the time. In terms of not in a bad way, just that a lot of people fell in love with you, and then you were kind of like,
be honest, Jamie. Tell us what happened.
That's why I have DID.
What did she do to you?
Yeah. Trauma from Kagi. but it's true, and I think that's... So a lot of people would say that, but actually what happens is that, no, you've had a lot of times where you're vulnerable and you've been upset and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but this situation was me probably not behaving great, as in I wasn't being that responsible.
In what way?
What, in Italy?
Yeah.
Why? What do
well,
you
as in like it wasn't a very kind thing to go and then be like, okay, I have to leave.
No, but at the same time, you can't just live your life for someone else. If you're not feeling comfortable, you don't have to feel. You told
did
me
he fly you out there?
Yeah, he did. I said in the jet. She was like, no, like Aer Lingus or something.
First class. Or...
Did he fly you business?
Where's that button? No, you can't press go. It.
He
didn't buy me first class. I flew myself.
It was
home.
Easy
I
jet.
Basically, was like, this is irrelevant. I'm not going.
It's not.
Jet.
It's total part of the red. Story.
But I mean, it was an interesting experience, but it's like, it's just made
do you,
me
do you
bit...
think, okay, because, you know, you're a really easy person to talk to and you open up, and actually, do you think that a lot of guys, when they meet you, they feel like they can go
connected.
Really connect
yeah.
and they can go really deep
yeah.
with you?
So this is what happened, and I just realised that just... I wasn't in a space to like emotionally give that to that person. Mm. And because I was in an environment that was like foreign and, you know, not on my home turf, it just felt like, demand was too much yeah. and I wasn't able.
I guess making sort of spontaneous decisions to go to Italy
but also
in a fresh breakup, right? I suppose
in a fresh breakup. I hadn't gone through a breakup.
Oh right.
But I think that like
she's gonna break it through last year. Come get yeah. with the times, right?
No, Jesus. But the guy I met, no, that was.
But it wasn't a breakup.
Oh right.
But
okay.
It was like
who was the guy you met? This is what
it was. That was more of a, like a bruise.
Oh okay.
Was he a stud? Was he
cold hearted?
No, it was what? From her. No. From him.
No.
Okay. Yeah, you can't call him a cold hearted bitch.
Why did you throw a punch as well?
A bruise?
was he a stud, this guy that you met?
It's irrelevant, we're not going into that.
Okay,
but
we're not going into that.
No.
Yeah, I think you're right in terms of like forming... Okay, this is where I'm at basically at the moment, right? Can a connection be one way?
Interesting.
Well,
interesting.
I don't think so. Because
or is it a projection?
Because I think the connection really is like the intimate...
The energy.
The intimate closeness you have, right?
Yeah, but you can meet someone and feel like there's a connection instantly.
Totally. And
yes.
You definitely can.
And there's an attraction, right?
But is that attraction?
Yes, that's attraction.
So that's different to a connection.
Yeah,
yes.
Because a connection
has to go
Yeah, connection has to be built like by people spending time with each other.
I don't think a connection has to. Sorry to cut you off. I think a connection can happen instantly.
Yeah,
I think that's attraction, really.
No.
I mean, yeah, and chemistry. You can have good chemistry.
No, I disagree because I have met people and hung out with people that they typically wouldn't find that attractive.
Yeah.
That I vibed with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But and as soon as you meet them, you're in their energy and you're like, there's something.
But you're
here.
Thinking about attraction in terms of like physical beauty. It's not just that, right?
He's talking about the entire gamut of interaction.
No, well, what I think I'm saying is Kag's question was can you have a connection one way? And I disagree. I think what happens is that, so for instance, my sister, and she won't mind me saying, my sister's gone through a bad breakup now with a guy. She says, I had the best connection. I kind of say, no, you didn't. It was just you were so attracted to him.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, but I...
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So like I wasn't, I wasn't listening to you.
But this kind of blows my mind, because that's like... you can have a one-way connection, basically. And that isn't that such like an unfair thing?
I think love...
No, you can't have a one-way... you can have a one-way attraction. And then you trick yourself into believing that you have this amazing connection. But it's actually just your attraction.
Yeah.
And actually...
that you're projecting onto the other person.
Exactly. And there's a sort of possessive quality to if they don't return it, which makes you even more attractive.
Mental. Yeah,
and that's what makes you go crazy. But I've spoken this a lot. When I was younger, I went through a relationship where I was like crazy for like 2 months. Have you ever been in a relationship where you've just felt paranoid?
But it's because I think that sort of infatuation, right, is actually unhealthy, because it kind of...
Well, you don't feel safe.
It also reflects an insecurity that you have in yourself. You don't feel you're worthy of the person of your desire. Whereas actually, if you just have a take it or leave it attitude,
quite hard when you have that kind of draw to someone. And I think
you should observe your actions and then say, am I being crazy right now?
Because this is what I'm really, and also to have like emotional responsibility over yourself without like attaching it onto the other person and then being responsible for how you feel. Like, we're always responsible for ourselves, and I think... yeah, I don't know. I'm just having this thing recently. Like, I'm changing my approach to relationships in terms of like that feeling of infatuation, of desire that's very instant and very all-consuming isn't actually that healthy.
And it's not constructive to actually build a healthy relationship.
Or a healthy life, because if you're so consumed by that person, you're not able to really focus on other aspects of your life. And I always was really drawn to that and thought that that was what love was, but I'm realizing that actually it's not.
But love, it was actually the creation of the sort of medieval knights, this concept of love, and they went out and tried to find love and become infatuated with these women. But actually,
love not before that?
No. As in the concept of it, the romanticized impression of love and the concept of love.
So you wouldn't be courting anyone.
People were much more pragmatic about life then. It was like about finding a good partner to raise children.
Yeah.
And then romanticism kind of crowbarred its way into marriage and life. But it was never like that before. Marriage was a social institution to kind of glue society together in a harmonious way. It wasn't about...
Hello, Pert.
Yeah, Jesus, no, it's true. And also...
You like that? Look at him. He's so happy with that crowbar little attitude getting
no,
in there.
No, but it's completely true. And I think in the past, like, there was a lot of shame associated with, like, people getting divorced and stuff, whereas now it's like there's shame associated with people staying in a marriage that's, like, not...
But I think that's because of the romanticism of marriage, which actually was never meant to be that, right? Mm. So people actually should really think about marriage in terms of like,
pragmatic.
Is this the person that I want to be a partner in raising my offspring?
Mm-hmm. But Keg, so you're saying typically what you were doing is you're going into relationships and you were basing it on like this connection. So if you had this like vibrant kind of like electric energy between each other, you were like...
A bit like a drug.
So you were addicted to that kind of feeling. beginning of just being like, oh my God, this is just like electric. I need to be in this. Mm-hmm. And now you've gone against that and saying, actually, no, that's not what I think love is anymore.
Okay, well, but to be completely honest, I've just had two experiences that mirror each other in terms of like one part I played the role of feeling that infatuation and then the other experience they did. And so I can see exactly how you can have this sort of slightly one-way connection, because essentially, like, for a relationship, two people have to come together and meet and both be...
I suppose what I mean is that the connection is kind of an illusion that you create on
your mind.
In the mind. But actually, it a real connection has to go both ways.
It has to go both ways. And I think that there can be something there, but essentially you and your mind will grow a narrative and a story around it that's, like, far beyond what's actually happening. And that can be a really dangerous place to be. Whereas now I think, like... Also, if someone triggers you when you meet them and makes you feel insecure and like brings up all these feelings, and it's often to do with our parents and our childhood mm-hmm. anyway, that's something that is good because it's an opportunity to learn and grow and to heal that part of ourselves. But it's also like fundamentally not that healthy to go into a relationship that's based on those things.
That can be sort of one-sided dynamic. It's not healthy.
Yeah, but it's tricky. It's tricky. Like it's, firstly, it's tricky in life to find someone you're compatible with, right?
Compatibility is actually something that should be more valued, I think, this attraction thing that's
because
very
I actually
animal
think
and primal.
The sort of the love that I suppose, you know, a happily married couple for...
I was going to say penguin.
Yeah, happily married penguins.
Happily married penguins.
Yeah. Yeah, these penguins.
They stay together for life.
They do, and they give each other a pebble. It's so sweet.
But you know, they're not...
Happily married penguins.
Happily married penguins.
But if you think about it, that's the love that's been built up over years and mm-hmm. years and years. They're not staying together because of the love they felt
instantly.
Perhaps at the beginning, you know, when they first met each other, even though that's like a particular type of phenomenon, right?
Yeah, it's about an investment, I guess, in each other that you're constantly having.
Yeah, and the sacrificing of other options.
Mm-hmm. So, Keg, so now that you're single, a lot of our listeners out there will probably be messaging you at Keggy Dunlop on Instagram. Go and
no,
check
don't
it
do that. Well, this is not me. This was not my... When I said I want to go back in the arena, actually, I love how
you call it an arena. It is. It is an arena.
It's a jungle out
it's
there.
It's a freaking jungle,
you.
I'll tell you what it is.
But I have sort of... I don't know. Maybe
I'm sure she's got other options.
Well, yeah, like, apart from our listeners, you know. Yeah, slagging off our listeners. Sorry, guys. Listen, I would be dating all of you if I could. You don't listen.
So well, wait, maybe you, they you, are listeners.
Yeah, but wait, hang on. So, Keg, so you've met someone?
Maybe it's just something that it's like very different for me in terms of like what I usually go for in terms of what we were just talking about.
It's a girl. It's a girl. There we go.
You know me.
Yeah, we got it. All right, I'm in. Wait, hang on. Can I just quickly ask, where do you meet these people? Because a lot of people are meeting online and things like that. Perhaps that's what's happening. But I assume you're more... do people come up to you in like gym classes or bars or restaurants or streets? Do they come up and say, hey, honey?
Go on.
Yeah, hey, honey. Just wondering where I could buy some flowers for you. What?
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's, you're gone.
I can't actually recall a situation where someone's come up to me like that and,
really?
And said, do you know where I can buy
some
flowers?
For you.
And I've been like, you know
Jesus.
What? I think a lot of it is like if you've met someone mm-hmm. in a situation, perhaps with a friend or whatever, and then like, time passes and then you kind of reconnect. That seems to be what's happening.
A friend rather than an old fling.
Hey, I know. I know who we're talking about.
No, you have absolutely.
I do.
No.
I'm in the loop. Yeah, I'm in the loop.
Oh, wait.
I know who we're talking about. No.
Who are we talking about?
Who are you thinking about? Why are you looking so surprised?
This looks like an eager spaniel right now.
Who do you think?
I think I guess who it is.
Go on, guess. Who? Go on, guess.
Can't say.
Yeah, you can. We can say.
Give a letter.
J.
J?
Yeah.
J. J?
Is that right?
No.
No. You're just scatting over that. Jay, who's Jay?
Jay.
Why are you being coy now? You don't even know who it is. You just guessed. Anyway, I think I do know.
Is that right?
Who?
Some school? No?
No.
Ah, okay, I was close. Okay, fine. All right, well, that's really in joke for a listener, which they really enjoyed. Everyone's now going, who the fuck is it? Would you just say Fred, her brother?
Fred! Look, it's a bit
Freddie Dunlop.
A bit controversial, but me and my brother have decided to change.
It's someone that
you guys have always had
past.
A connection.
We know each other very, very, very well.
I think that you're right. I think that a lot of guys, obviously, what they do is they straight away feel this like massive connection with you.
Yeah.
No, I think they do, but I think they with you they feel like this massive connection with you and this deep kind of like emotional
lust.
God damn.
Yeah. Shouting out words, sex. Shouting things out. But I think they do. But I think that's a compliment to your character. And actually, you know, even though you kind of, I suppose what you're saying is that it's got you hurt in the past. It's a huge compliment to who you are and what you represent. I think it's an epic thing to have.
I think it's got me hurt, and it's probably hurt people too. So I think I just need to be a bit more.
Okay, but before then we go. So what do you think the meaning of life is then? Jesus. Sounds like we've just been like smoking loads of weed or something. Just
does
had
it?
A really,
well, no, it no, I think it's quite interesting.
It is quite interesting, yeah. So what do you think the meaning of, what do you think the meaning of life
no,
is?
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
No, because it's just...
What? I think, do you know what I think? I've been thinking about it recently.
Well, you know, we actually said relationships.
Relationships, exactly. Yeah, relationships. That's what I think
the
it's
quality
about.
Of your relationships.
Yeah, totally.
Defines the quality of your life.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, because that's your connection to the universal consciousness, right?
Holy smokes.
There
Jesus.
We go.
Hey, team, listen, the gang are back together. We're in the arena. What a freaking just... That was a real popping episode. Oh, geez. Hey, France, before we go...
Hope this doesn't go out in Italy.
Yeah, this is going to go out in Italy and go viral. Can't wait. Hey, what's his name? Pedro. That's Spanish. What's his name? Alessandro.
What was his name?
The Angel.
I'm not telling his name.
Vespa.
I've already shared way too much.
France, before we go, we have to have the answer to the question of the week.
Okay, you said a plant, right? Well, you can be grow from tea.
Yeah, and Cag said...
Pea.
Pea and tea.
And Cag said alcohol.
Well, you can actually grow teeth.
Teeth
from the stem cells in urine.
Can you really?
Yeah.
That is vile. Yeah, that's horrible.
Wonder why that is.
Well, why didn't you research that more?
Well, I mean, other people are.
So you just looked at that and went, "Oh, that's interesting," and then moved on. You didn't even like have a look into it.
No, I just.
How do you begin the growth of a tooth?
Well, you extract the stem cells, and then you obviously put a frame of the tooth, and then the stem cells grow around the tooth and then harden into.
So you have thought about it.
Wow. Yeah, he's thought about it.
Yeah, he's done it. Jesus, that's gonna be weird. We walk into your house. Stinks of urine.
I needed
loads
some
of
new teeth.
Grew it from your pee. Hey, Cag, listen. I like that you said you came back to the arena. Honestly, you know you're one of our best buds. Always have been for so many years. You're epic in every single way. Go and check out Caggy's podcast, Saturn Returns. Season 2 is coming up pretty soon, right?
It is. Yeah.
Oh yes.
And listen to season 1. So, oh yes.
Yes, thanks for that contribution, Francis.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I would love you guys to listen to it, and thank you both very much for having me back on the podcast.
Are you kidding? We love that. Also, go and follow. Go follow Cags on Instagram. Go and check out our music on Spotify. All that kind of stuff. Wait, is Caggy done up on Spotify?
Caggy, just Caggy.
Just Caggy. K. No, not K. C. K. C A double G I E. Cags, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's been so much this podcast.
I know.
How are you going to top it?
Something about life. Something about the way you should be. You've been that. You're good. How do you get... Here's a good one. How do you get through your relationships when something bad happens, something like that, something good is on the horizon? I just gave it for you. That was great.
Maybe she doesn't want that one.
Well, I don't know. Just giving it to you, Cags.
I don't know. Completely, like, freaked out. I feel like I've shared so much.
What's something that everyone should do every day?
Practice gratitude.
That's great.
That's good.
I've gone all shy now.
Yeah, you got
all
shy.
I'm just sharing.
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome for coming on the podcast.
I went to Italy. I didn't like the guy. I came back. Now I've become shy. Yeah.
Hey, that was a low blow.
Sorry.
That's Jamie.
Let's end on a high. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week for another episode. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.